Desert Solitaire, A Season in the Wilderness, by Edward Abbey. Narrated by Michael Kramer. Copyright 1968 by Edward Abbey. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Edward Abbey Estate and Don Congdon Associates, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Dedication for Josh and Aaron. Author's Introduction. About 10 years ago, I took a job as a seasonal park ranger in a place called Arches National Monument, near the little town of Moab in southeast Utah. Why I went there no longer matters. What I found there is the subject of this book. My job began on the 1st of April and ended on the last day of September. I liked the work and the canyon country and returned the following year for a second season. I would have returned the third year, too, and each year thereafter, but unfortunately for me, the Arches, a primitive place when I first went there, was developed and improved so well that I had to leave. But after a number of years, I returned anyway, traveling full circle, and stayed for a third season. In this way, I was better able to appreciate the changes which had been made during my absence. Those were all good times, especially the first two seasons when the tourist business was poor and the time passed extremely slowly, as time should pass, with the days lingering and long, spacious and free as the summers of childhood. There was time enough for once to do nothing, or next to nothing, and most of the substance of this book is drawn, sometimes direct and unchanged, from the pages of the journals I kept and filled through the undivided, seamless days of those marvelous summers. The remainder of the book consists of digressions and excursions into ideas and places that border in varied ways upon that central season in the canyon lands. This is not primarily a book about the desert. In recording my impressions of the natural scene, I have striven above all for accuracy, since I believe that there is a kind of poetry, even a kind of truth, in simple fact. But the desert is a vast world, an oceanic world, as deep in its way and complex and various as the sea. Language makes a mighty loose net with which to go fishing for simple facts, when facts are infinite. If a man knew enough, he could write a whole book about the juniper tree. Not juniper trees in general, but that one particular juniper tree which grows from a ledge of naked sandstone near the old entrance to Arches National Monument. What I have tried to do, then, is something a bit different. Since you cannot get the desert into a book any more than a fisherman can haul up the sea with his nets, I have tried to create a world of words in which the desert figures more as medium than as material. Not imitation, but evocation has been the goal. Aside from this modest pretension, the book is fairly plain and straight. Certain faults will be obvious to the general reader, of course, and for these I wish to apologize. I quite agree that much of the book will seem coarse, rude, bad-tempered, violently prejudiced, unconstructive, even frankly antisocial in its point of view. Serious critics, serious librarians, serious associate professors of English will, if they read this book, dislike it intensely. At least I hope so. To others, I can only say that if the book has virtues, they cannot be disentangled from the faults, that there is a way of being wrong which is also sometimes necessarily right. It will be objected that the book deals too much with mere appearances, with the surface of things, and fails to engage and reveal the patterns of unifying relationships which form the true underlying reality of existence. Here I must confess that I know nothing whatever about true underlying reality, having never met any. There are many people who say they have, I know, but they've been luckier than I. For my own part, I am pleased enough with surfaces. In fact, they alone seem to me to be of much importance. Such things, for example, as the grasp of a child's hand in your own, the flavor of an apple, the embrace of friend or lover, the silk of a girl's thigh, the sun.